We knew we had to bounce back. Short week, I thought the boys really applied themselves well. We can't get carried away. Like, we got Gloucester when we get back from the break. That'll be the test for me. What do we do then when we go to Leinster? So it's a good result today, but I'm not getting carried away with just the one result. Like, we've got to be hungry to make sure that we keep backing it up. I think if you take a step back and you have a look at this block, it's been a hell of a block for us. We had a major coaching change leading into round one. We played the top two teams from last year. We had plenty of boys in the injury room, so we had light benches early on. Good result against Saris. Disappointed against Leicester. I still feel, even with a light bench, that we should have finished that one. Devon last week's well documented. We're not proud of that at all. So to get the 5 points today, you know, we're probably a win short of where I'd hope we'd be with everything that's gone on in this block. But proud of the boys that we've got the five. We can take a breath and really get our focus for the next block. To me, it's pretty simple. Our strikers in the wide channels with Murley, Isgro, Tyrone Green. So you've got to get them the ball. How do you get them the ball? To me, I like having two playmakers through that midfield. And I thought Jar just takes some pressure off Smithy, and I thought we looked pretty smooth today. We are making no bones about it. We're going after minimum four tries a game because we need to pick up bonus points with our attack. We probably dropped off a little bit of that last year. So the boys are really confident. That was a plan going in with Caden as captain. He wanted to back the boys. We got group reward off it. Will that happen in every game? Weather conditions, if it's rainy, it's wet into breezes like we did against Leicester where we banged the 3 points over. But that was definitely a strategy that Caden wanted to do today, was keep the foot on him. Marcus will play well when our team functions well. Like, Harlequins just isn't Marcus Smith. And if you look at today, our forwards won their collision, they won their set piece. Jared at 12 really helped him out. The boys are playing good football. That's when any team in the competition will play well, is when their team is moving forward. Now, he's got to play on the back foot at times as well, but to me, it's not just lumping it on Smithy. It's when our team functions well, Smithy's at his best, and they're the performances that he can deliver. Tyrone doesn't say a lot. He's very humble. He works extremely hard at training. He's a point of difference for us at fullback, obviously. He's growing his game outside of his running game. But really pleased that any milestone, when you can get a win and celebrate with their family, that makes me happy.
You mentioned Northmore earlier. He came off, 30th minute. Is he all right? What's his situation?
Yeah, he just had a little bit of a tight hammy. And obviously with Northie's history, just with his injuries, it probably wasn't a game that we wanted to really push him, and then he does it properly and then he misses a fair chunk. So he's probably frustrated that he came off, but we felt it was probably best that we just get him off the field, put him on ice, and you know, he's got the autumn period now. I'm not sure what will happen with England or England A with him, but we just didn't want to risk him so early in the season.
And what about Tyrone Green? Because he came off on sort of 50th minute. Was that planned so he could get it was amazing standing ovation from the fans, or has he tweaked something?
No, he just picked up a knock as well. So he was supporting Rodrigo on that right edge on the line break, so he just pulled up a little bit sore. So same as Northie, probably not the game to push them in when we've got it in control.